It's Phil on Crystal 93. I'm out here at mountain bike practice. We got the whole team together, and we got Coach Maggie.
Maggie, M-E-G-G-I-E.
And tell me, how long have you been coaching with the team?
This is my second year.
Second year. Did you race with this team?
No, I didn't. I unfortunately did not grow up racing. I started racing about 4 years ago, doing the Summit Mountain Challenge series and such, and then our director, Sam, pulled me and was like, you got to coach with us.
All right. Now tell me about coaching mountain biking, because there's got to be a big difference between just riding bikes and coaching.
Absolutely. There's a huge difference. Having more structure during your practices, like you heard us talking about during intervals and our goals during our intervals, having goals during practice and goals during our races. But then also, it's really important to remind kids, especially our younger riders, that this is all about having fun and getting out here, getting on your bike, trying to have a lot of fun during our practices too. We play some games, we go on some adventure rides, hopefully take some kids places that they haven't been before, and try to have a good time while also structuring and getting some good fitness in there.
I like it. What's a mountain bike game?
Mountain bike game, there's a bunch. Our probably most popular one is foot down. So we make a corral, and all the kids have to navigate throughout that corral without putting their foot down. So they can track stand, and then we can make it a little bit harder by saying no track stands, or you can only have one hand on your handlebar, or you can lightly bump each other's tires, or we try to get a little creative to get them to fall off their bikes, but it's very fun.
Got to be fun for them and a coach too to be watching.
Exactly. Sometimes we play too.
I figured coaches watch from the outside are having a good time. This past race went great for the team.
It did.
Tell me, you know, as a coach, what you saw, what you liked, all that good stuff.
Oh, I love seeing the team camaraderie. I love seeing that all the kids out there cheering each other on, making sure that they get to the start corral and the finish line and the feed zone, and cheering all our athletes as they come in and come through. I love seeing the progression throughout last year and this year of kids that are really gung-ho and trying to get better, and seeing them get faster, seeing them be smarter too with their racing technique and their strategy of what they want to eat, how they're going to pass, what they're going to do, and then, you know, talking about our goals and having some kids that are just really, you know, it just seems very mature, and I love to see it.
Great. Some goals for this season. What are some goals for this team this year?
A lot of kids have individual goals. We don't really have too many team goals aside from just trying to support each other as best we can, and have more team events like pasta parties and stuff like that. And we want to go camping at the end of the season. So trying to coordinate some team things, that's more of our team goals. And then individual goals, some kids, you know, that have done the courses before, want to drop their time by at least a minute, want to be more efficient in their cornering, want to tackle obstacles better. You know, there's a lot of kids have their own individual goals, and it's pretty unique.
Very cool. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, it's kind of a... You guys are creating a fun atmosphere out here. It's not like, let's just go ride many, many miles and be done with it. It's like I was talking to the cross-country team earlier. You know, it's not just pounding out miles. They're doing drills. They're doing other, very specific things that don't really feel like you would usually do it with running.
Right.
But they're doing it. Same thing with mountain biking.
Oh, absolutely. Trying to keep them engaged. Last Thursday it was pouring rain. So we went to the Breck Rec and we sat in the spin room, and we wanted them to just get a low intensity ride in. So we watched Spy Kids and they had fun, I think.
All right. Good stuff. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other, what are some, finally, maybe some misconceptions about mountain bike racing or the team or something else that people often have, those things that you clear up with folks that they just assume this stuff's all about.
One of the misconceptions I think that's really common is that you need to be fast to race. And that's just not true. We have a lot of people that come that are beginners, that are new to riding their bikes in general, have, you know, only touched their bike a handful of times. And they're here to have fun and learn and become better bikers. And we have two girls that don't race, and that's fine. They are here to have fun. And we're just a very inclusive organization that really promotes that everyone just gets on their bikes. And I think that's a common misconception, is that, you know, you have to be fast, and you really don't.
All right, good stuff. How big is the team this year?
We have about 30 kids.
All right. Pretty big?
Pretty big compared to previous years, absolutely, which is awesome. Yeah, and a lot of kids, you know, are here that their main sport is Nordic, and this is their cross training.
Great. And I heard a lot of varsity. athletes this year too. A lot of varsity.
We do, which is really, really awesome. We have a lot. This is our varsity group. We have a lot of varsity kids, which is really awesome to see.